46-year-old John Marvin Jr. is accused of shooting Hoonah police officers Tony Wallace and Matt Tokuoka in August of 2010. The incident allegedly included Marvin holding officers at bay and refusing to surrender until a day after the shooting. Superior Court Judge David George Monday listened to testimony by a psychologist who tried to interview and evaluate Marvin, but the psychologist found that Marvin was evasive, uncooperative, hostile, controlling, disorganized, and delusional. Dr. David Spurbeck of North Star Behavioral Hospital in Anchorage believed that Marvin understood the court process and the nature of the charges against him, but his unwillingness or inability to communicate effectively make it unlikely that Marvin could help his attorney in his defense. Two other psychologists previously issued split opinions on Marvin's competency. They testified on their findings back in September. District Attorney Dave Brower said, quote, "We have, for lack of a better term, a tiebreaker." Monday's ruling means that this month's jury trial has been postponed indefinitely. Judge George committed Marvin to the Alaska Psychiatric Institute in Anchorage. Yet to be determined is whether his stay there will include competency restoration treatment. Spurbeck believed that Marvin's competency was restorable, possibly with involuntary administration of psychotropic drugs. But Spurbeck acknowledged that part of his findings were inferred by observations of Marvin with his attorney or others at API rather than any direct interview with Marvin, which he refused. Brower said it was a tough call, and he suggested that Spurbeck made an assessment of incompetence largely because of Marvin's lack of cooperation. Marvin did not say anything during Monday's competency hearing, except twice he exclaimed, "I object," when Spurbeck spoke about Marvin's apparent culpability in the crime. The next hearing is in April. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.